Hey, AJJ.
It's Shay
Lissetti.
and Eliana
here
to
to
give
give
you
you
all
all
the
the
buzz.
buzz.
Hey, Che-Che, here with another human interest story. It's Shay. Today we'll be talking about the Artemis II mission. It was a 10-day mission that went around the moon and back. This was the first crewed lunar mission in over 50 years. The commander of the spacecraft, Reid Wiseman, is a proud Baltimore native. The crew named a lunar crater Carol to honor Wiseman's late wife. The spacecraft landed on April 10th, 2026, and surpassed the distance record previously held by Apollo 13. If you bought one of the HHA NASA shirts for sale from the PTO, you can say that you own a piece of Artemis history. Wear it proudly. This week on the Bald Panel, we want to talk about some serious stereotypes in the bald community. Lots of people, Mr. Farber, assume that only gray-haired people can be wise. Well, it's not only age that makes you wise. Sometimes it's bold decisions like embracing the bald that unlock that wisdom. Mr. Lucas, Mr. Lee, and Mr. Lorman and Mr. Joyner have shared some inspirational quotes on the subject. Mr. Lucas says, "Clearly, some people aren't wise if they only think they can be." Mr. Lee says he is afraid that if he responded to such an obviously flawed sentiment, it may be mistaken as dignifying the farcical absurdity. He is complete. Mr. Lorman says he prays daily to become gray, not to become wiser, but because it blends with his head more. Thanks. Nata Lissetti with sports.
Hey Hornets, the nice weather has brought us a bunch of sports opportunities, and I'm here today to tell you all about them. First of all, soccer has just started up for the spring. There won't be any championships, but some scrimmages are in tow. The boys' team played TJEMs on Tuesday, and the girls' and boys' lacrosse teams have also gotten started, but the girls need at least five more players on their team, so go check them out if you're interested. The track team has taken off fast. They've had lots of meets, and on the 28th, our 6th through 8th graders are going to Coppin State for a city league meet. The baseball team has also been very active, and games you can see in the future are the games against Wolf Street next Tuesday, and the 28th, from 3:30 to 5:30, and their game against Highlandtown next Thursday, the 30th, also from 3:30 to 5:30. Until next time, I'll pass the mic to Eliana.
Hey, it's been a while since the last podcast, so I'm here to tell you some of the important things that have happened from them up until now. Our first piece of news for you is that the Culinary Arts Club hosted another outstanding dinner. We thank all the people who helped out to put this event together and are giving you a reminder that you can sign up for the Culinary Arts Club from the sign-in form on ClassDojo. Moving forward, we will be asking the two stars of the upcoming musical, Zoe, who plays Miss Trunchbull, and Imogene, who plays Matilda, about the production so far and how they feel about their upcoming shows later this month.
How do you feel about performing in front of the audience?
I think that at first it's kind of awkward because you're not used to being in front of so many people at once, but as you get more and more experience, it gets easier. This will be my fourth show at HHA, so I think it'll be more fun than nerve-wracking. Whereas in my first couple shows, it was mostly just difficult.
Yeah, I would agree. This is only my third show, and before all of them, I'm super nervous. And then for the first like half of the show, I'm also always super nervous. And then after intermission, I usually get more courage. Not be able not feel like I'm gonna throw up.
What was your biggest challenge with putting this musical together?
I think personally for me, it was trying to get to know all the new people and be able to work with them because there are a lot of younger students in the musical and they are all super talented and working super hard. I'm super proud of them all, but I really didn't know any of them before the musical, but I'm grateful that I got to.
As a sneak peek, do you think you could sing for us?
Can we both sing into this microphone? Wait, I need a starting pitch.
When I grow up, I will be brave
We're
enough.
supposed to do that. You have to go, when I grow up, remember?
Oh,
Because we're
yeah.
doing the harmony. Okay, sorry, guys.
It was already really good, though.
We have an editor, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I grow up, when I grow up, I will be brave enough to fight the creatures that you have to fight beneath a bed each night to be a grown up.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
What made you guys want to do the musical?
I consider myself to be a very musical person, so I think that it's just such a fun opportunity to get to learn, like, know people and then get more experience and practice my singing and my acting and my dancing, which could all use work. And also, like, for future opportunities, it's good to have that past experience behind you.
I would say that it's because of my friends, honestly. It was a really good way for me to get closer with people when I first moved to the school in seventh grade, because all of my friends do it. So it was really just an opportunity for me to grow more friendships.
What was your favorite part of making the musical?
I think there's a big community aspect where, like, you really do become a big family as you practice more and more. It becomes like rehearsals every single day. Right now we're going until 6 p.m. So it's a big commitment, but you really do make relationships that last. And then also it's just so cool to perform in front of the audience and hear the applause and think, wow, like, we did this. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I would agree. And also being able to see improvement in myself from not only the beginning of the musical, but also last year's musical, I can just see a lot of improvement in myself and also all of my cast.
Well, that is some great insight into the school musical that will surely be one of the best ones of them all. And best of luck on the stage. Opening night is Thursday, April 30th, with a showtime of 7 p.m. There's also a 7 p.m. show on Friday, May 1st, and a 1 p.m. matinee and 7 p.m. performance on Saturday, May 2nd. Along with lots of excitement with the musical, HHA's musicians are planning to take the stage one more time for their final concert of the school year. They have all been working very hard and are nearly ready to perform for the HHA community. They have been working hard and with the help of Miss Alexander and Teacher Armbruster. Their pieces are better than ever before. Mission B3 blasted off with Mr. Hornbeck dressed as a blow-up astronaut costume. It was the PTO's biggest fundraiser yet, and one of the things that raised the most money was going on a walk with Miss Poole and her dog. Unfortunately, the 7th grade teachers were overlooked at the bidding, but they want to remind people that they are a great thing to bid on. Lastly, remember to submit answers to the circle questions and ask about the universe in the bald panel.
Looks like that brings us to the end of another episode. Until next time, this is Shay,
Lissetti,
and Eliana,
signing off.
Credits to Alexis for edits on this podcast.